Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers. Tommy got Jackson Jutting back last week. I'm sure his legs and lungs weren't quite where he wanted them to be. But what you notice about him last week is two and a half month layoff. It's quite a while.
Yeah, I didn't overanalyze his game for that matter. His biggest thing is he's just our glue guy. You know, you want him in the lineup. He just adds a lot of stability. He adds leadership. He's got a great presence about him.
You won a lot of faceoffs last week. It's not a coincidence. He's back. You win a bunch of faceoffs.
Well, you're spot on, Schultz. You know, sometimes we analyze faceoffs, and we always say, "Oh, you know, faceoffs is a it's a team statistic," and it is. But by and large, if you have one studly faceoff guy, Owen Sillinger, when you have a guy like that, you know, Ross Armour, you know, Jutts, those guys, you're just using them that much more on the dot, so your percentage is that much higher. So having that presence back and having that ingredient sure helps you.
You're going to get Kyle Loft back this weekend. A little surprising to me how quickly he's come back from this, but you almost have a new team here for the home stretch. That can only be a positive, right?
For sure. And again, like those guys, it's the same thing. They both bring the same ingredients to the table, Jutts and Lufti. I mean, Lufti's a fifth-year senior. He's a Beaver through and through, two-time captain, just the whole nine yards. Just having those guys in the locker room, having their presence, having them put that jersey on, having the other guys see him put that jersey on, it's just kind of, I think it's a sense of relief for everybody.
Results aside last Saturday, I mean, you were without Kyle, you were without Tony Fulmer last week, still going to be without Tony. Defensively, I thought you guys still played pretty darn well. You had a bunch of guys playing a lot more minutes than normal.
Absolutely. And, no, it's just, I mean, this year's just been really kind of a weird, probably, it's been a weird year for everybody, and not only the Beavers. It's just really, it's been hard to get into a rhythm. It's been hard to when you went on Friday, to back it up on Saturday. We've only done it a couple times, and again, that's been our league by and large. And you know what? That's college hockey. We talked to our guys early in the week on our meeting, and there's, you know, you go to a lot of the different leagues. There's a lot of 7-5, Schultzy. There's a lot of 8-6s, and that's the beauty of college sports right now, is that there's a lot of parity, and it's just hard to win back-to-back games with the same team two nights in a row.
Last weekend was alumni weekend, and I'm going to talk about another one of your alums. Rod Heisler this week was named to the Canadian Hall of Fame for baseball. He was a two-sport athlete at BSU back in the late 70s. How important was that for RH, of having guys that had a variety of skill sets and played multiple sports and knew what it was like to play and win in crunch time in different arenas?
You know what? That's not just Bemidji. That was the time, Schultz. So it's not like we have had a boatload of guys play two sports, but Heisey obviously is a standard in Canada. I mean, he's in two Hall of Fames, the BSU Hall of Fame for hockey and baseball, and then, of course, the Canadian Hall of Fame for baseball. Just getting inducted is awesome for Heisey. It's great for Bemidji State. And I'm on a text thread with all the guys in that era, and they're just all jacked up for him. But that was that era, Schultz, where you had a lot of two-sport athletes playing. And even in major college athletics, you would have, you know, hey, I don't care if it's Bo Jackson, or Deion Sanders. And we know those names. Obviously, it resonates with us. But there's going to be guys we've never heard of. There's a lot of two-sport athletes because everybody back in those days played three sports. It wasn't specialized. It's not like it is now. So you don't see that too often anymore is what I'm getting at.
I would say the two most prolific ones in BSU's most recent history would be Brian Lienhart, stud track athlete and unbelievable football athlete, played a lot of years in the NFL. Lance Rongstad was a great quarterback for the Beavs and also a great basketball player for the Beavs. At the Division II level, you need a couple of guys like that, don't you?
You do, and because those guys are such, I mean, they're such stud athletes. Doesn't matter what sport it is. They can obviously, again, they can bring your team to a different level. Doesn't matter what sport, because, again, they just have the it factor.
For your recruiting now, you're recruiting guys that, you know, hockey's their go-to thing. But I'm sure you got guys that have played multiple sports in high school. I believe Kyle Loft was a great baseball player in high school. How important is that for you yet, that multiple skill sets?
Well, it's nice. You hope you can get it, but it's not happening anymore, Schultz. It just isn't happening. And there's a lot of guys that were studs when they were, like, in, you know, whether it's elementary school, junior high, but you just don't see. You just don't see that happen anymore. And a little bit in the state of Minnesota, but not like you used to. And if you do, it's a two-sport athlete. To see a three-sport athlete this day and age, it's like, really? That's so odd. And it's sad. There's a lot of things we can sit there and say, back in the day, it was great. It was more pure. There was more substance. Things like this happen, and it's not happening anymore. But what are you going to do? It's just the way it is.
More with Coach Sartori when we come back. Corner Bar pregame show continues here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Sartori under the Wildcats. Tom, haven't seen them yet. Kind of rare to see a team for the first time in February, but they were your preseason pick in the CCHA. Why?
Because they have the most offense in the league coming back. It's plain and simple. A lot of offense.
They took 5 out of 6 last week with Michigan Tech. It's a rivalry series for them. You're getting the best out of Tech. You're getting the best out of Northern. Still to get 5 out of 6 in a rivalry series like that, that's saying something for how they performed last week, doesn't it?
Oh, they can turn it on. Absolutely. I mean, again, I don't know who the best team in our league is. Maybe it's the Beavers. You know, maybe it's the Tommies. Maybe it's the Mavericks. Maybe it's the Wildcats. Maybe it's the Huskies. Maybe it's the Lakers. I don't know. Every weekend you can say something different. And once you count somebody else out, they're back in the next weekend. So this has been a weird year. It's been kind of an interesting year. But this team that we're playing this weekend has a lot of offensive talent.
They've been really, really good defensively the last couple of years. Now you're commenting about their offense. What kind of flipped so quickly for them that they're as prolific as they are on the other end of the ice?
They've always had a lot of offense. I mean, I think they were at 3 goals a game last year, and they're not at 3 this year. So once you get to 3 goals a game, you're an offensive team. And they've got a lot of guys that could provide that. I mean, my Lord, you take a look at some of their guys right now. Not only, hey, look at Gantos. He's a fifth-year guy. What he's accomplished over the course of his 5 years, he's in the ones. I mean, he's a 100-point guy. He's a century mark guy. I mean, Papp's got a ton of offensive talent. You know, Schlein, he's an NHL draft pick. He's got a ton of offensive talent. They've got some, you know, they've got some younger guys. And there's guys I can't even think of right now, but they just got it. They've got an abundance of offense. So you have to make sure you do take care of the puck against these guys.
I haven't watched them a whole lot this year. Did they do anything unique special teams-wise that causes concern for you this weekend?
Yeah, they're good on the rush. 5-on-5 and 5-on-4, Schultz. They're really good on the rush. And, you know, with the wider sheet, their entries, they get access to the zone. And once they get access to the zone, they keep it. They keep that puck. And they'll use the weak side of the rink a lot. They do a great job using the weak side of the rink. And that's the one thing we have to make sure, too, that we're just we're aware of.
Best of luck tonight.
Thanks, Schultz.
Tom Sartori, head coach of the Beavers, starting lineups next here on the Beaver Radio Network.